In many ways, evidence from personal experiences offer the same kinds of opportunities as evidence from any other source. The same two uses hold true, that you can apply evidence from personal experience to strengthen your arguments about the texts themselves, or to support your own original argument about one or more framing questions. However, evidence drawn from personal experience does pose particular challenges, especially in an academic writing context. First of all, you'll need to check with your professor to make sure that you are permitted to use the first person, and to draw on non-published texts and personal experiences at all. Second, make sure that if you do use personal experience, you have given thought to how to make it publicly accessible and open to evaluation by others. In other words, how to turn it from anecdote into evidence. For example, incorporating personal evidence by writing, "I know A from when I did B," is not as effective as writing, "When I did B, A happened. From this experience, I drew conclusion C for the following reasons." Personal experience is a valuable source of knowledge and understanding, but it is relevant and counts as evidence in the academic context only if you present it in such a way that others can draw their own judgments about it. It is not enough to say, "I know this because it happened to me." You have to be able to explain to others why and how your experience helps us achieve insight into the argument you're making. To do this, use specific examples, not vague assertions, and contextualize your experience. Providing relevant details about the situation in which your experience took place will allow the reader to understand what is unique to the writer's situation and what may be applicable to new contexts. However, avoid irrelevant personal details that may distract readers from your argument. Also, be sure to place your experiences in dialogue with evidence from other sources, using the text evaluation techniques discussed earlier. Each source should contribute to a larger discussion of your argument. Finally, check with your professor or teaching assistant if you are unsure about their attitudes about incorporating personal experience into an academic paper.